Good morning. This morning we'll discuss the bracha of Shasali called Tzarki. Shasali called Tzarki means that we thank Hashem for providing all our needs. And interestingly enough, Chazal tell us that this is the bracha which is supposed to be made in the process of getting dressed in the morning when a person puts on his shoes. That sounds like a little bit strange because of all the things to say, Shasali called Tzarki, well, how does that relate to putting on our shoes in the morning? So Chazal say because the shoes of a person, when he puts them on, that's he's finished getting dressed, he's ready to go. He's ready to take off, ready to start the day, ready to leave his home, he's fully dressed, and now he's ready to begin what he wants to do for that day. Putting on one's shoes expresses in a certain way of, now I am complete and I'm ready to do what I want to accomplish. In contrast, we know that from the Torah, we know that there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed some of the great Nevi'im to remove their shoes. Because now you have to remain stationary because you're approaching a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a very special way, and now you have to kind of relinquish your powers and subject yourself to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Therefore, we make the bracha Shasali called Tzarki, expressing that even when I'm feeling totally complete, and even when I'm ready to take on the day and begin the task and my responsibilities and my mission for that day, we make a bracha that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that this relates in general to a deeper understanding of why we daven. Something which is challenging for many people, and what are we supposed to feel, what should we think about in general as we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a very famous explanation to an interesting question. It says that when the Nachash was punished, when the snake was punished for enticing Chava to do the first sin, the first Aveira, so his punishment was that he had to eat off the dust of the ground. And the question is asked, so why is that a punishment? It's better than Pico Boulevard. It's got more restaurants there than any place else on a single strip. And here the snake walks around the world, walks around wherever he is, his habitat. It can eat whenever he wants. It bends his little neck down, sticks out his long tongue, and can eat. And then he slivers a few more feet and eats again. And a little bit more, it's perfect. What could be bad? And he's a little bit more hungry. He shoots out his long tongue and grabs a fly or grabs a frog. And if he's a big stick, he can grab an animal. His life is good for the guy. So why is the punishment? Why is that the onesh to what he did to Chava? It's a good question. So a beautiful answer is because since the snake was so well provided for, he would feel they need no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's totally on his own. Shasali called Tzarki tells us the opposite. We're never really on our own. And no matter how accomplished we feel and how much we want to do and able to do and talented, we have to understand that everything we have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that disconnect is a punishment to the snake. And when a Jew lives a life without connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the biggest punishment a person can have in their life. And that's why during our tefillah, we spend every single day, although it may seem like hours, between Mincha Ma'ariv and Mishachos Mincha Ma'ariv, it's usually a little bit more than an hour. It's not that long. But we take off that time of our day and we connect ourselves. We do it in the morning as we begin our day. We do it in the afternoon again as we are halfway or partway through our day. And then we do it again at nighttime as we prepare to go to sleep and prepare for the end of the day and lay ourselves down to sleep and hopefully with the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Jew, through his tefillah to Hashem, is expressing his deep understanding that everything that he has in his life, everything that we have throughout our day is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the full understanding of the bracha of Shasali called Tzarki. Thank you.